Hi, folks. This is Vlad Mazik, CEO of Exchange Defender. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been away for about a month and a half as far as these podcasts are concerned. Wrapping up the year, celebrating the holidays, having fun, skiing, going to Europe, you know, the usual. So we are going to take a little more of your time than usual to go through all the things that we've done over the holidays, because believe it or not, we worked actually overtime to get all these things together. So we're going to give you a bit of an idea of what we've done so far and where we're going to next. So Kate's the first one off the bat. Not Kate. So first one off the bat is Travis. He's been working a lot on beefing up our exchange deployments, and he's going to talk a little bit about the new stuff that we have going on in that section. Travis, go ahead, man.
So over the past month, we've been beefing up the hardware for the Rocker Duck and some of the Louis cluster, adding new servers and improving our connections and endpoints between our Dallas and our Los Angeles data center. So sometime in the early part of next month, we're going to do an actual failover test with clients just so everybody has an understanding of the process, and it kind of goes along with our blog post that we've had. Over this weekend, though, we're going to be doing a Service Pack 2 install for Exchange 2010 servers of Rocker Duck and for Matilda in Australia. And the reason that we're going to be doing this is to utilize a feature called OWA redirect, in that, let's say if we have a failure and you're already logged into OWA, if the server goes down, it's going to automatically redirect you to the next available server in the additional data center. The reason we're doing that is today we had an issue with Rocker Duck where OWA people had to re-log back into their session. So it kind of was just an inconvenience, but we like to mitigate as much as we can. The other big feature that I've come up with in the past month was an Exchange identity switcher for individuals on hosted Exchange to where they can on the fly switch their outgoing address. So if you have individuals that want to send as the info ad address for your company or the support ad address and they're on our hosted Exchange, right now you'd have to kind of do some Outlook hackery to be able to send as whichever alias you'd want. With this new tool, you'll just be able to pick the alias and you now have a new outgoing address on the fly. And that tool will be released in a blog post early next week, and we'll have a download link, and all individuals need is just their Exchange Defender login.
Let me say a thing or two about that, because this is one of the most demanded things when it comes to small business. People have one Exchange account, one identity, but they happen to run five or six different businesses as usual. So one of the biggest problems that people have had in small business environments is they needed to use alternate email addresses for a different business, and they wanted to reply with that different identity. Well, Microsoft and corporate environments don't design software like that. So Outlook has always been one user, one email address, almost as a primary key. Well, now we have the ability to give you the option of sending with any address you want that belongs to your account, and not have to set up those transparent SMTP accounts or Outlook POP3 accounts just so you can use a different email address. So this is a much more sophisticated, sleeker way of doing it, and something that we can actually help you out with just a tool, and yet another thing that differentiates us from everybody else. Now, Kate, why don't you tell us a little bit about Shockey Monkey? I know a lot of our partners are using it since we officially launched it. The signups have been through the roof. So talk a little bit about what we're doing for the folks that haven't gotten to it yet or have gotten to it but haven't really hit the ground running, so to speak.
Sure. So, you know, I guess to say that a lot of our partners are using it would maybe be an understatement. They're kind of overwhelming what a hit this thing has been. We've really been amazed at how many new partners are welcoming every day to their Shockey Monkey portals. But yeah, so it's in full production. We have a sort of greeter named Michael who's calling all of our new partners and welcoming them and sort of showing them where all the resources are and answering questions and making sure that everybody's getting the most out of that and knows what to do. So if you haven't actually heard from Mike and you're listening to this podcast, let us know, send us an email, and we'll make sure that you get connected. We're also rebuilding the video library, which is available on ShockeyMonkey.com. That's kind of a big announcement. There were 38 videos there unique to the features within Shockey Monkey and how to use them, and they were all based on the 1.0. So now that we have reloaded in production, we're going to be taking down that library and rebuilding it with the 2.0, and there are also a bunch of new videos and workflows that we're going to be launching as well. So stay tuned to the website, and you'll be able to see all those great resources to help you make the most of the tool. I think the one other announcement that we have to talk about is that the pro upgrade process is still manual. Do you want to speak about that one, Vlad?
Yeah, so the issue with the pro is at this point you really don't have any advantages in upgrading to it. In Q2, when we start introducing it to our sponsors, when there's actual advertisements and when we reduce the free support that we're offering to you, pro subscriptions are going to be available. Now, remember, pro entitles you to support 24/7 on the phone and on the web. It also gives you the ability to get your own SSL certificates. If you want people going to something.yourdomain.com, like support.itfixers.com or whatever, you can use that. You can also get some of the additional stuff that we have in the product and remove all advertising. So for those of you that are concerned about the portal not looking professional enough or having ads or something like that, you will have that option, but at this point, it's something that we will only do manually just because we didn't want to be overwhelmed with people upgrading to the pro and then realizing, hey, this is exactly the same what I get right now. So don't worry about the pro for now, but if you need it and you want that SSL certificate and you don't want to be the one trying to sign up for it at the same time that the other couple of thousand Shocky Monkey users want to go to pro, by all means, hit us up, open up a ticket at support.ownwebnow.com, and we'll help you out again from there. All right, so much about Shocky Monkey, but we have also put in a lot of work in terms of Exchange Defender and the folks that have on-premise stuff with us. Surprisingly, still growing, still a phenomenal market, and we're making it easier and easier to manage those accounts. I'm going to pass you off to Hank Newman, who's going to talk a little bit about the upgraded XD Sync tool and all this other stuff that we've been working on. Here you go, Hank.
Yeah, so over the first few weeks of January, our development team, we revisited the XD Sync tool, which is we've been using, I'd say, for the past few years. It's been in production with no major issues, but it still needed to be retouched. So what we did is we went back through the program, and we removed a lot of the functions that were performance hogs. And by doing this, it allowed us to send the responses quicker. And by sending the responses quicker, you don't have to wait as long for your accounts to get provisioned or passwords to be updated or things of that nature. One of the most demanded features of XD Sync that wasn't in the previous version was password syncing. So what this does is it enables you to keep your passwords from Exchange Defender to your server synchronized, coming from Exchange Defender to your server. So anytime a user goes in and they update their password in Exchange Defender, not only does it push that password to your server and update it in Active Directory, if it happens to be a hosted Exchange mailbox, it'll also update the password for the hosted Exchange account. That way they have the same password across all these different platforms, and they don't have to remember a unique one for each device or each endpoint. Another key feature of this new XD Sync tool is the ability for an administrator to get notified when a new account is provisioned. This is important because, I mean, we have some partners come to us and they don't realize when new accounts are created and they wonder why they're getting charged more. What this does is it lets them put in an email address. So every time a new account is created, it sends them a notification, same as it would the user, and they can see pretty much in real time when these accounts are provisioned. Now, if you are using the old XD Sync, it will still work. The code base is still up there for all the accounts to process, but I would urge you to move on to the new tool just because of the reliability factor is much higher. And if any new support requests come in, we are going to look for you to be on that new platform since that's the active code base. Another key feature of it that I'll finish with here is the exclusion list. One of the requests we had was, well, I have these 30 accounts that I want to get synchronized, but I have these 5 accounts that I don't want them to be protected. So what this does is it allows you to pick and choose the email accounts that you want to exclude from the list so they never hit the Exchange Defender server. They never get provisioned. Welcome emails are never sent. They don't exist as far as Exchange Defender is concerned. This allows you to completely isolate those accounts and never have to worry about being billed for them.
All right. Thank you, Hank. Remember, folks, if you're managing on-premise servers and you're doing all this data entry and walking around back and forth, you're wasting a lot of time. We automate a lot of these things. We also have a ton of software out there that a lot of people are not aware of in terms of automation, in terms of add-ins, in terms of HTML5, some mobile apps so you can access Exchange Defender and ShockyMonkey from your HTML5 phone like an Android or an iPhone. You know, do yourself a favor. Give us a call. Give me a call. Open up a ticket. Let us help you out. Let us give you some of this stuff because we spend a lot of time developing these solutions that really differentiate us in the marketplace and help you change what you're doing when you go out on these sales calls. The stuff that we have, you shouldn't be losing deals to anybody. Now, one of those things that I'm briefly going to mention because all of you will be receiving a call from us is the Exchange Defender Essentials. This is really a product of compromise that I had to put out there because so many of you said, you know, I can't compete with Bustini. I can't compete with MX Logic. These guys are coming into my contracts with, you know, $1, $1.50 pricing. I'm charging people $3, $4, $5 a mailbox a month, and it's kind of making me look bad. So we said, all right, fine. The reason why those solutions are so cheap is because they're really for bottom feeders. They're for people that don't need encryption, that don't need business continuity, that don't need any advanced security management, compliance, etc. Well, you know what? There's no such thing as a business that doesn't need those things. Some people may have to compromise and not get them, but they all need them. So, all right, fine. We pushed out Essentials, and really I had a hard time sleeping at night because it didn't have a live archive. If your server blew up and you had Essentials, you were down. Yeah, we'd still be spooling your mail. Yeah, we'd still have the mail once you came back up. But that business was out of email, which means that business had no email, no communication. They might as well not be in business. They might as well just go home, hang out, watch TV, and watch some reruns and eat some chips. So we fixed that. We introduced Emergency. We also introduced the much lower pricing tier for Exchange Defender Essentials to the point that it's significantly lower than anybody else's retail offering out there. You should be able to smash just about everybody out there with this offering, and we think that a lot of people are going to be bringing their offerings back to us. But there's a catch. In order to resell this service, you actually have to be on our service. So your service, your mail, etc., needs to pass through us. If that's the case, we'll hook you up. Now that I have that little tidbit out of the way, let me talk to you about what we've actually been doing because folks always hit me up for these roadmaps and stuff. Everybody's planning their business around January and February of the year, and they execute throughout the year. Well, we rarely ever share our roadmap simply because we're a software company. And if you've ever been given a date or a timeline, you've essentially been lied to because we have no idea if stuff is going to take a week or two or a month. I always assume it should be done in 2 weeks. Now, sometimes I assume correctly and it gets done in 5 minutes, and sometimes I assume incorrectly and it takes 5 years, like they would ShockyMonkey. So, you know, it all depends. But what we did do is we talked about all the features and all the stuff that was going into the system, and I've been pretty much been going broke here buying all the hardware and all the inventory that we need to actually push our major agenda this year. Now, a lot of you that have seen me at ConnectWise and Autotask and CompTIA and these larger events have seen me pass around a questionnaire asking what you wanted, and we really committed to delivering all the stuff that you asked for. So aside from going broke and getting all the inventory in place, which should be actually deployed by the end of next month, we're not going to be dealing with any more hardware purchases and stuff throughout the year. So we're all set on that front, so less interruptions to the day-to-day business. And two of the big deals that we're rolling out this year is the actual managed email service and the additions to Exchange Defender and ShockyMonkey. Now, those additions I'll cover later, but managed service, I think, is something that a lot of you are interested in and a lot of you need. This is the higher tier of email management. So this is a solution under which we will actually support the end user. We will build the end user. We'll provide the accounting. We'll provide the branding. We'll provide technical support around the clock and really take care of the whole nine yards. You still get a cut of the actual service subscription. We might even offer it under your own brand. But it is something where we do the whole cloud thing. And as our cloud portfolio expands and adds on new things, this will be very interesting to a lot of people. We're doing it worldwide, so that's one of the cool things. And a lot of people are always, you know, like, hey, how come we don't have this in Czech Republic? And it's like, well, because we have 100 users there. So sorry we don't put a lot of priority on that. But this time around, everything will launch globally. We will offer this to everybody, and we will offer it directly from ExchangeDefender.com. No more side projects or side domains. And the demand for this thing is amazing, because when you look at what our MSPs and VARs and solution providers do, you guys are still focused on projects. You guys are still focused on the high-end stuff. And you come to me and you complain about letting these things slip through. Hey, you know, we were busy with a project, so we never got around to the deployment and they went somewhere else. Or, hey, we lost this client to Microsoft. How the hell did Microsoft get into that contract to begin with? You mean to tell me that Microsoft randomly picked up the phone, called your client, and your client just so happened to trip into BPOS? That doesn't happen. That happens when the client is not being properly managed and communicated, and we want to help you do that part. Still stay in the food chain, still stay managing the client, but offer these high-end cloud solutions that are highly profitable, because all those bottom feeder cheapy accounts, that doesn't have a very long future. You know, I hate to say that, you know, it's getting them from here to there, but as the economy improves or gets a little bit worse, we're going to be able to make money on the high end. And that's what we're working on. So rambling aside, that's all I got for you. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. I hope you're excited about all the remote desktop and the storage projects we got coming with Exchange Defender and all the new additions to Shockey Monkey. We have over 10 different integration points now on the Shockey Monkey side. Lots of new employees, stuff happening around the clock. Multi-DC failover for Exchange, all the stuff that we're building for you and building for a more profitable and more capable business. So looking forward to working with all of you in 2012, at least until, what, December 21st. So have a wonderful year. Get in touch with us. Otherwise, take a call, because we'll be calling you. Have a great day.